Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, and I'm trying to get back to this mic as often as possible. But you know what? Life happens. You get it. We're all busy. Things are happening, but I'm not leaving you guys in the dust. I appreciate you guys listening to the show and supporting the show. I want to thank a couple of people just bought some books this week. Willetta. That's a pretty cool name. I like that. And Robert, your book's coming. Sorry it's taken so long, buddy. I appreciate you guys being patient, but I sold out again. Maybe I should like purchase more. But they're going to be here tomorrow, Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. If you're listening to this, it probably already is March 26th, 2024. Or this date has passed, but whatever. All right. You know the drill. Grab the copy of the book, and somebody pointed out, hold on, I gotta get this text message, and I should stop recording, but I don't think I'm gonna do it this time. Who was it that said that? John and Karen. John said, he was listening to the podcast, the last one, and said, it cut out at 16 minutes and 10 seconds. He thought that it was a ploy to get you to force you to buy a book. If you don't buy a book, you don't get to listen to the rest of the show. But that show was like a 37-minute show. I've never done a show that long. Apparently I like to talk. And hopefully you like to listen. So far, so good. It's been about 5.5 years. You guys are doing great. But I won't ramble on like that very often. But when I get in the mood, I do it. And I appreciate you calling me out and telling me, hey, you screwed up your podcast. So, because I recorded, I put it up there. And there's a setting when in my studio that it stops at like 16 minutes. And I have to adjust it if I go longer than that. Or it doesn't save the rest of it. So that's what happened. So I'll be more aware of that. Sorry, you got cut off. Probably left you guys hanging. And then all of a sudden it's like, what? The same show's uploaded again? I already heard it. Then you go, what? 37 minutes? I don't have that kind of time. But anyway, that's fun. All right, where am I at? Yeah, you got your book. You got all your stuff. You bought your merchandise. You have all the stuff. And you really feel like you're feeling positive, right? But then there's those days. I just had one. And it took me a while to figure out what it was. But I was feeling disconnected. Have you ever felt just disconnected from everything? I mean, not left out or ignored. Just you, personally, inside. You're walking through your day, and you just feel like you're not really there. Not like you're hungover or spacing out or anything like that. It's just, it feels different. Like you're in the wrong place. I felt that the other day, for the whole day. I felt like I was in the wrong realm. I know it sounds weird. I haven't said this to anybody, but you guys just keep that a secret because people who know me will think I'm nuts. But no, I felt like I was in the wrong place. Like I was in a dream. And then when I went to sleep, I was going to be waking up. And I was really confused and I couldn't understand why I was feeling that way. And the more I tried to analyze it, the more disconnected I started to feel. I wasn't sad. I was basically emotionless, actually. Just there. Now, I don't know if you've ever felt that. You probably have. Hopefully not while you're driving. But when you feel that way, when I felt that way, I didn't know what to do. So as the day went on, I couldn't get out of that fog. It's the only way I could describe it. It was kind of a fog, kind of a, you know, just observing life and not actually in the moment. Does that make any sense? That's what it felt like. And it was most of the day. Even when I got home, it's feeling weird. I'm like, this is like, you were in a movie. So I'm like, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get myself out of this frame of mind, this state of being that isn't in the present? So I started thinking about what I was grateful for. looking at my family going, I'm so happy that I have these people in my life. Thinking about my job going, you know, I'm so grateful that I have an income that can support my family and it's something I like to do. Thinking about my friends and family and how much I love and cherish every moment that we have together. Then I started coming back to reality. But then I started thinking about the people I've lost and the people that aren't here, that are in the other spectrum that we can't see. But they're there. The energy is there. And I started going back over there. And I'm like, this is crazy thinking this way. So when you start to think that you just don't belong, or you're feeling disconnected, start to think about what you're grateful for. Think about what you want to accomplish. Now, as I thought of that, what I want to accomplish, I couldn't really think of anything new. So I step back and it's like, you know what? It is time to reevaluate my entire life. I'm happy with my family, happy with my job, happy with everything I do in my life. My health, well, I could be healthier, a little less overweight. But when you don't have a goal and don't have a finish line in your mind, or at least a goal to reach, you can tend to get stuck in the rut and not feel connected to anything. Just going through the motions. And I talk to people who have, people at my job who's worked there for 25 years doing the same job, repetition, 5 days a week, 365 days a year for 25 years. And my mind is blown at how you feel like, I did post something the other day saying, every day feels like Groundhog Day now. And people are starting to comment, yep, 5 days a week, I get up, I go to work, I do the same thing, well, and the weekend, and then you get up, you do it again, and you're going through life. And before you know it, your whole life has clicked away, just punching the clock and doing the same thing. So I guess what I'm trying to say is it's time to really start doing something different. It's time for a change in my life, and maybe in yours too, if you're getting stuck in that rut. It's time to change. I'm not talking about a drastic change, changing your job, moving to Alaska, you know. I'm not talking about anything like that. Just a change in your everyday life. Do something different. Drive to work a different way. Listen to a different radio station, a different style of music. Eat something different. Treat yourself to lunch if you don't ever go out for lunch at work. Take yourself out to lunch. You don't got to go out with anybody else. Take yourself out. Sit there with yourself eating your lunch. And it's a really great opportunity to not have to deal with people. And we've all been there where, you know what? You're my friend, you're my boss, you're my coworker, you're my spouse. I just don't feel like dealing with any human beings right now. And you get your quiet time. But it's really weird when you don't feel that way and you feel disconnected spiritually from where you are. The only way I can describe it is on this cosmic plane that we are all living on right now, this physical, the spectrum of energy that we can see, all the stuff that we experience. There's other stuff out there that we can't see. You know, the visual spectrum is so small compared to the actual spectrum of what's going on. You can't see Wi-Fi, but it's all around you. You're bathing in it. So think about that. That's energy. That's information. And that's just very simple compared to what the universe is. And I think I've talked about the vastness of the universe and the energy, how many billions of galaxies that there are and it's an infinite universe. So our place in it, when you start really digging into that and start thinking all kind of how small we really are in the existence of the universe, it can weigh on you. It can help you feel disconnected. Like, what's the point? We've all been there, right? We've all felt like, why am I doing this? What's the big deal? I do all this, I go through life, and I die, and we move on. Within 50 years, 100 years, no one will even know anything about you, or who you were, or that you even existed. Just like you don't know your relatives from 100 years ago, anything about them. It's all forgotten. It all goes by the wayside. So it's not important to impress other people, but it is important to live in the present. It's not important to live your life for someone else because it doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is that you're living your life for you. This is our experience here. This is our ride in the meat suit that I talk about all the time. And when you realize and you understand that you, your energy, that we've all forgotten where we come from, including me, we had to forget to experience this physical existence, this physical manifestation of our energy, of our subconscious, of our, you know, everything's made of energy, and this is our chance to do it, and we chose to do it. We just don't remember choosing it. But if you realize that you're here at this point in time with everything that's going on in the world, you chose this, man. You chose to be here. So it's not like, oh, I was just born and my life is happening to me. You need to happen to your life. You need to actually create it. Like I say, it's with your thoughts. It's with your self-talk. It's with your generosity with love, your compassion for other people, for other human beings, your feeling of oneness with every single human being on the planet, every blade of grass, every tree, every rock, everything that you see, human, not human, animal, whatever, it's you. Now, that's pretty bold, broad statement, right? As Mike Tomlin would say, I'm painting with a broad brush. But it is all you. We are all one. We all come from energy. And this physical manifestation of it is just a representation of our energy. But when this is all over, when this meat suit is, when the clock runs out on this meat suit, you're going to go back to energy and you're going to think, wow, I didn't live my life to the fullest. I didn't experience everything. I wasted too much time on the little shit. Don't sweat the small stuff, man. Live every moment of your life as if it's your last. And I'm not saying go crazy. Just saying enjoy every moment like it's your last with joy and love because it just might be. But it's not the end. It's just a journey. This is part of the journey. So when you start to not fear death because it's just a physical part dies, we don't. We go on. Our consciousness goes on and we go into a place to where we experience everything at once because there's no time. We experience all emotion, all thoughts, all everything happens simultaneously. I've heard that so many times. I've read about that, but I cannot comprehend that. My brain hurts when I try to do three things at once. Forget about doing everything at once. But it's not. It's a whole different thing there. A whole other show for that one. But if you're feeling disconnected, one idea is to stop, look around, and remind yourself what you're grateful for, and what you want to do, your goals. Focus on the goals. It's hard. But if you write them down, too, that always helps, too. So you know what? I got to write my goals down. Because every time I try to think of it, they shift, they change. And I haven't defined one. I'm kind of just surfing through life just like you. So let's define some goals this year. That's a wide open time in it. Let's see if we can get it done by this year. I should say this month, but I don't want to cut myself short. So, all right, that's enough rambling on for today. If you haven't gotten any merchandise to help me keep this show, the bills are coming due too. That kind of sucks, but that's all right. Grab anything you want from the merch part of the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Magic Mind will be coming back. If you haven't had any Magic Mind, you should check it out. at least get yourself a couple bottles. Get a week's supply and check it out. I take it every day. Sometimes I double up. Don't forget about the text line. I want to hear from you. Don't overload me with pictures and stuff. I'll take one or two pictures from you, what's going on in your life. The messages, I read them. If they get super long, it takes me a while to get through it because I'm very busy. 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you. And you know what? I want to hear if you have already set your goal or if you're working on it. 304-506-3332. You can tell me what your goal is if you want, but you don't have to. Is it set or is it not? My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know, I think we can all do a little bit better. I will talk to you later.